Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Now celebrating 5 years of burning up the airwaves.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
You're listening to the voice of small business.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast to coast. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com. If you can't remember the acronym, you can remember Jim Blasingame or smallbusinessadvocate.com, or the acronym for both of those, which is the short one, jbsba.com. Lots of good things there. Over 600 archives. Today's show replayed for 24 hours, and if it's Friday, it's up for the whole weekend. The live simulcast and all that stuff. Lots of good stuff there, including stuff that you'd love to learn about our good friend Skip Miller. William Skip Miller is the president of M3 Learning, a sales development company. He's also the founder of the Advanced Sales School. He is Mr. Salesmanship. His books, you've heard us talk about many times before, Proactive Sales Management, and his brand new one, Proactive Selling, Controlling the Process and Win the Sale. Skipper, welcome back.
Jim, great to be back. Happy Friday.
Yeah, you too. It's good to have you back on the show.
Yep, it's always fun to talk to the small business owners about how they can hopefully increase their revenues, make their salespeople a little bit more productive.
It's a dream come true for us, isn't it, Skip?
You know, get those salespeople selling. Wow, there's a concept.
Nothing makes me happier than hearing that ka-ching going off in the cash register and the lights going on in the eyes of our salespeople.
You know, besides revenue, what do you want to talk to me about? I mean, it's right now, it's a revenue game. Everyone,
right.
All your small business owners have cut their costs. You know, they've scaled back.
They got no pricing power.
No. And, you know, the negotiating power right now is almost with the buyer, and they've got to get more and more revenue in, mm-hmm. and they face issues like, you know, you and I face of, you know, what new accounts, what to do. And, you know, today's a good day potentially to talk about, you know, it's coming off the summer. It's, you know, now September again, getting to the fourth quarter.
We've got to make the move to the end of the year, don't we?
Yep, and let's get some sales contests going. Sales contests.
Wow.
Put some motivational factors in front of the salespeople to get them cranked up for the month of September, because if you do something for September and October that generates a lot of activity, the residual will hit you in September, October, November, and you're not going to sit there in November and go, it's the end of November. How am I going to make the year?
Yeah, well,
now's the time to react.
If you wait to the end of November, you're cooked. But in the last hour, we talked to Bill Hubbard about training employees.
Uh-huh.
And what I said was that one of the few things that I really covet big companies and admire them for is the fact that they train you within an inch of your life. And one of the other things, though, that big companies do really well that small business owners need to learn from, and that's what you're talking about right now, and that's sales contests.
Without a doubt.
They're great at that.
And there's a couple things that good companies do that you know, kind of leave it in mind that, you know, make sales contests very effective. And the first one is to specifically have a goal. And it's not a revenue goal. It's not, okay, how much business can you close by the end of the month? See, that's reactive, not proactive. Proactive would be, how many new accounts can you crack between now and the end of the year? How many presentations at a VP level, or these three accounts that you never could get at, you know, this month, you go get an appointment at those. Make them more transactional, more, you know, focused on an event or an activity than revenue-based, because if it's revenue-based, it's reactive. We're going to wait a month and then do something to see what they did to get the revenue. Let's make mm-hmm. it proactive, and I want 10 presentations a week for every week, and if you do that, you win this. I want 5 proposals. I want those 3 accounts cracked, at least with 1 executive call by the end of the month. Make it activity-based, not just revenue-based.
Well, and one of the things, exactly, because the revenue comes from the activity, right?
So reward the activity.
Exactly. And the thing is, though, and this is something that you and I have talked about before, you don't need to reward people for what they're supposed to do. You need to reward them for extraordinary service, don't you? Extraordinary
yeah.
performance. And so you can't find out what that is until you know what they have been doing, what you've asked them to do. And so first you got to measure what's the standard, isn't it?
Exactly right. Exactly right. Let's not measure them for doing their job. They made their number for the month. Let's do something to get them moving on activities that they hate to do, prospect, are afraid to do, call on that one big account and call high. Things that you can motivate them. So let's say you have a goal of, you know, 5 new prospect face-to-face calls a week in these certain accounts. You know, if they do it for 4 straight weeks, that's 20 accounts at a minimum. You know, let's say you actually did get into, say, 3 or 4 or 5. Well, you've started activity the other 15, mm-hmm. and that's going to roll over into September or October. So you've already gotten some momentum going here, and motivate on that.
Right. Well said, Skip. Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen. William Skip Miller is the author of Proactive Selling and Proactive Sales Management. It's the 1-2 punch that you need for your sales training, and we're going to take a quick break and be right back with Mr. Miller right after these messages. We got more of his pearls of wisdom to cast before us. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we're going to have Ron Peterson. We're going to talk about what to do when the bank says no. And then after that, Lynn Morello is going to join us. We're going to talk about ethics in the marketplace. Joyce Weiss is going to be up after that, and she's going to talk to us about your websites. And then Hector Barreto, the administrator of the SBA, the United States Small Business Administration, is a good friend of ours, and he's going to be back on the show. And we're going to talk about big doings that's coming up in September in Washington, D.C. at the National Entrepreneurial Conference and Expo, which is also Small Business Week, which is when they're going to announce they're going to recognize the top small business people across the country. I'm going to be broadcasting there all week. Many of you remember, I've been talking about that, and I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. But we're going to be talking with Hector Barreto on Monday, and I'm looking forward to that coming up in the next show. Skip Miller is our guest, and Skip, we're talking about contests, helping our employees to grow and to outperform their past performance through contests. But before we get into that, I want you to give us your website, please.
m3learning.com, and there you'll find the sales and sales management trainings that we do, books, CDs, tapes that we offer companies to help their sales and sales management teams get better every day.
CDs and tapes.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'll have to send you one.
Yeah, I'd like to have that.
I'll give you the bill, too. No.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Just kidding.
Proactive Selling, folks, is the new book, and Proactive Sales Management. These are available wherever books are sold.
Yeah, by my website. Amazon.com is a great place.
Yeah, and these are published by Amicom, which is an outstanding publisher. Okay, let's talk about contests. What would one look like? Give us an example of how we develop a contest in a small business.
Well, let's put some ground rules together. One, the shorter the better. We're trying to make an impact here. These contests are going for 6 months that, you know, all of a sudden 3 months later, salespeople forget there's a contest going on, but it costs the company because something happened. I call that free money. Salespeople are getting free money. They don't know what they're doing to get the money, but they'll take the money. So as short as possible, a couple of weeks, a month, 60 days at the most, because you're trying to influence behavior to get results, not just pay for results.
Mm-hmm.
Second, the best thing to do is it's never the size of the award that's really important. It's the amount of effort and concern and reward syndrome you put around it. So, you know, you may give somebody, you know, $500, but go buy 2 great first-row concert tickets for something, mm-hmm. and people will knock themselves out for that. And it's going to cost you less money.
Right.
So it's not the amount of money. We always think salespeople are money-motivated. Yeah, they are, but they use the money to buy things. So buy the color TV, DVD player, you know, laptop computer, concert tickets, a round of golf at a nice golf course for 4.
Well, salespeople are also highly competitive people.
Without a doubt.
And they'll fight to earn more money, but they'll kill to beat their competitor. I don't just mean the competitor across town. I mean the competitor in the next office.
In the next cube, you bet.
Yeah.
There was one company, Jim, that had these little magic wands, these, like, you know, foot-long things with the little crystals that float.
Yeah, I have one of those, actually.
And whoever got the most prospective sales calls that week had the wand for the week. Oh, you would have thought this was like $1,000. And it was just very
they didn't have
simple.
To wear. They didn't have to wear a tutu with that, did they?
Click your heels three times. No, it was like, you know, you want the wand for the week. And the manager made a real big deal of, you know, the presentation of the wand, the passing of the wand one week to the other.
Yeah.
Another company, a telemarketing company, and telemarketing can be a drag. You're making 30, 40, 50, 60 dials a day. Every week at the end of the week, she gave out three awards. Award number one for number of completions, actual contacts made.
Mm-hmm.
Award number two, the revenue for the week. And number three, which was the best award, was the jerk of the week story. Who had the best jerk on the phone?
Yeah.
Because everybody gets them. So, I mean, it kept it light, kept it fun. It was very specific to an event, and it was tied, the rewards are tied to something tangible. You know, put the TV in the office. You know, it costs you $500 now for a brand-new 30-some-odd-inch TV, and make sure everybody walks by it every day and, you know, thinks about, I'm going to have that at home. Not a bad idea.
Absolutely. You know, another thing that I've seen before is they have a parking space that's right in the front, right next to the handicap space, and the sign says salesperson of the month or of the week or whatever. And whoever is, you know, won the last event, whatever period of time, that's where they get to park every day.
Now, how much does it cost a small business owner?
Zip.
That's exactly
right. Well,
okay,
$5 for the sign.
Exactly right. But, boy, those people are going to fight over that parking spot.
Yep.
But make sure, again, it's not just tied to who did well that month, but also some other, you know, proactive things like, you know, number of calls or number of new cracked accounts or number of new product A sold because we want to push product A. Plan these up front a little bit rather than just wait for results is a good idea.
You know, another thing that some of my old companies like Xerox used to do that would really get us motivated, they would offer something that included the spouses.
Without a doubt.
And they would send the spouses a notice. And they would send them a letter and they'd say, Dear Joan, your husband has an opportunity to win a dinner for two at so-and-so. Really cool restaurant.
We look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, we hope he gets off his rear end and makes that happen for you. and boy howdy, does he get it when he gets home?
And they show him a picture of, you know, like,
yeah,
here's this place in Tahiti, the number one person is going to be getting.
Exactly, and they used to do it for the annual sales thing. And you know, you get home and your wife would say, "Honey, what did you do today? Tell me how many people did you call on today?"
You know, they get the list in the refrigerator. Okay,
that's right.
Not doing well this week. Get out of here. You know, then the whole
Hang on, Skipper. We're going to have to take a quick break. We're going to be right back, folks, and have more fun with our good friend Skip Miller. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 10 till. Stevie Nicks will take us out. We're back. It's 7 till. We're grooving with our good friend Skip Miller, the author of Proactive Selling and Proactive Sales Management. Folks, these are a couple of books that you don't need to have on your bookshelf. You need to have them on your desk using them. And now, Skip, these books are not just for owners. You've got programs for the folks, too, right?
Right. Proactive Sales Management is pretty much for the owner, telling people how to motivate, coach, counsel, hire better, and specific tactics to do that. Proactive Selling is how to be better on your first call, how to close the deal, how to close that sales call, how to give a better presentation, specific tactics at the point of attack to be better.
Now, are the Russians and the Greeks and the Spaniards in this one, too?
The Russians, Greeks, and Spaniards are in Proactive Selling, you bet.
Okay, as well as, yeah, I thought it
call
was.
Call them
okay.
All Russians.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, by the way, now you travel around the country helping people get better in their selling, too, if they want to contact you about that, right?
Yeah, we do sales and sales management training on-site for companies, two-day programs to help their salespeople really get better at specific accounts they're working on. And right now, because of the fourth quarter, we're quite busy. So it's
aren't
kind
you
of
working
fun.
on a virtual program as well?
Yes, we're trying to get more website activity to where people can sign in and really get more involved on their current business. Yeah,
so
that should
stay
be up
close
in the next
to that,
year.
Folks. That's M3 Learning, right?
Yep.
M3Learning.com.
That's us.
Okay, let's continue to talk about some of these contest ideas. Folks, we're just trying to get you excited about some ways to motivate your people and to do it in a way, I mean, there are different tiers of this. Of these contests aren't to skip. There could be just a little weekly thing that doesn't cost anything, but just a little recognition, maybe a monthly thing where there's a dinner. But maybe by the end of the year, you're going to give away a, you know, who knows?
We had a client, Jim, who wanted to really break out for his fourth quarter and really wanted to prospect heavy. So what they did was he brought in this little card table. He bought these. You've seen those big foam dice. You've seen them mirror cars, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but they were.
Oh, you mean hanging from the? Yeah. I have one of those. I have that. Yeah, in my car. Uh-huh.
But they were
dog in the,
they were
in
that
the
size, box. But they were solid, right?
Yeah.
So he brings his table and puts it up against the wall, and here's the deal: for every new prospect that you went out and saw, I mean, really had a meeting with, right? You got a roll of the dice, and he paid $5 for every roll.
Huh.
So if you that week got two new prospects, you got two new rolls of the dice. Anyways, you got a 5 and a 10 came up, that's 15, that's $75.
Wow.
Well, you would thought that this was, these people came in with like the gambler armbands. And you heard Friday at 5 o'clock, come on, blow on them, baby. Ha! I mean, we're talking $50 here.
Baby needs a new pair of shoes.
Exactly right. And I'll tell you what, the people that week who didn't get any throws of the dice, I mean, they had to come to the meeting.
Oh, yeah, they had to be there and stand and watch everybody else have the fun.
Hey, you know, people look at them like, how come you're not rolling this week?
That's right.
You know, you pass the dice to them, and they go, oh, I didn't close anything this week. What do you think they did the next week?
I closed something.
That's exactly right, because they didn't want to be excluded.
Well, and, you know, this all goes back to what I talked about in the previous hour with one of our branding experts, Karen Post, about building fun into the company, into your brand. This is all part of the fun, isn't it?
We had a company that was really doing way too many discounts. The guy bought a gavel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the week, the salesperson who had the best or the mini full list price or whatever negotiating stories got to keep the gavel for the week. So this got to a point where, you know, everybody wanted to have that gavel for the week because they mapped it out and stuff. Well, this new salesperson comes on board. After about 3 or 4 weeks, they get the gavel thing, and it's like, well, you can't really sell things at list price here because, you know, everybody looks at them like, what do you mean? We're fighting for this gavel. It changed behavior where, oh, everybody has to discount, too. Once it starts and you get the gavel, you're changing behavior.
I had one manager many, many years ago. He put up a ship's bell on the wall, a big brass ship's bell with a lanyard hanging down, you know. And every time you made a sale, you could come in the front door, you'd grab that lanyard and give that bell a big ring. And it would just rattle the windows of that building. But everybody, you know, everybody in the building knew somebody had made a sale, and they stick their head out of the door to see who did it.
We had a client who has this big gong, a Chinese gong. And when a deal came in for X amount of money or above, everybody in the office had to come. The guy would say a word or two, and then he'd get to hit the gong, or she'd get to hit the gong.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, as silly as it sounds, those people enjoyed the recognition that they got by hitting the gong. It was silly. They felt bad. But you know what? Guess if they weren't hitting the gong, all right, they weren't looked on as highly by their peers.
Right.
And that peer pressure, praise award recognition.
And you could give them the tendonitis award. The guy who hits the gong the most gets the most tendonitis in the elbow. Give him the tendonitis award, right?
The tendonitis elbow award.
Yeah. Skip, thanks.
The whole idea about contests, Jim, make them short. Make them actionable to activities, and don't go overboard with the praise you don't need to. You know, make it something that's valuable, but not a lot of, it doesn't cost you a lot of money.
Exactly. And don't forget to involve the spouses, too. That works every time.
It does, man.
Thanks, Skipper. Appreciate
it,
buddy.
It's always a pleasure.
Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen. Proactive Selling is the new book in Proactive Sales Management. Check those out when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, each and every one. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.